I once met a man who told me he takes a bath once a month, whether he needs it or not. I don't know about you, but I start to stink after a couple of days. That's what I tell children when getting ready for confession. I mean, who here does not like a long, hot bath, right? We don't have a bathtub in the rectory, unfortunately. But I am going skiing next week. And you know what the nice thing about skiing at the end of the day is? The hot tub. Oh, it's just so relaxing. You know, as a people and as a society, we invest a lot of money in cleansing products. Bar soap, liquid soap, body wash, deodorant, powder, shampoo, conditioner, shaving cream, shaving gel, lotion for dry skin, for the bags under your eyes and for your turkey necks, right? How much stuff do we use just to get out of the bathroom? Why do we do it? To be clean, to be presentable. And we do it every day, whether we need to or not. What is the old saying? Cleanliness is next to godliness. Exactly. Keep that thought in your mind, all right? We wash our bodies, our dogs, our dishes, our cars. I tried to wash my car last Saturday. I can't go through one of those tunnel-type garage or car washes because I got a roof rack. So I went to one of those self-serve high-pressure places last Saturday. By the time I got finished with the foaming brush and tried to rinse it off, you know what big globs of frozen foam look like on your car? It wasn't pretty. And I was freezing. Diseases or any type of affliction in early history was thought to be a punishment by God for a sinful life. And over the centuries, the Mosaic Law became very onerous, but grew out of practicality. Restrictions on eating unclean animals because they carried disease. The shunning or the segregating of diseased people because they were highly contagious. Our first reading is an example of how those with leprosy were segregated from the rest of the community. And along with the stigma, the attitude that these people were unclean physically and spiritually, having transgressed God, and there was no compassion for them. Unclean, unclean, they shouted, so that everyone could scurry away. It's funny, though, at the seminary during this season of the year, there was always one corner in the refectory, the dining room. We called it the leper's table, because if one person got sick when you're living in a community, it wouldn't be long before two or three other people, before long, the leper's table had grown to five, six, seven, or eight people because they all had gotten sick. Does all this seem kind of familiar, given our current global situation? Contagion is real. Infectious diseases easily spread. It happened 3,000 years ago, and it still happens today. We have to take precautions. We have to take the practical steps we need to protect ourselves and others. The good news: COVID hospitalizations are down. The statewide curfew has ended. And because of the practicalities of masking, social distancing, sanitizing our hands, our bodies, and our surfaces, you know what? Little to no cases of influenza have occurred this season. Well, of course, it was replaced by COVID, but that's another discussion. With all this, what are we missing? Have we become pharisaical in our observances of these guidelines and have the lost a sense of compassion in our lives? The loss of love? Who have we pushed aside because our observance of the law? Yes, prudence is a virtue. We are responsible to protect others and ourselves, but not to the exclusion of the hearts. When we do so, our hearts become hardened and we cannot love. We cannot give love and we cannot accept love. The gospel is full of these examples. Jesus heals, and all the Pharisees say is, "You cannot heal on the Sabbath." And they took counsel against him. They cannot see the Messiah standing in their midst because he cured the man with leprosy or the man with a withered hand or raised someone from the dead or restored sight to the blind or hearing to the deaf, and he did it on the Sabbath. You cannot do that on the Sabbath. Has this pandemic done this to us? All Jesus wants to do is to touch us and to heal us. And he does so out of love, if we let him. Cleanliness is next to godliness. And I do start to stink after a few days. Remember, I only want to tell you the truth. Here it is. We are a dirty people. That is why our bathroom cabinets are full of bar soap, liquid soap, bath wash, body wash, deodorant, powder, shampoo, conditioner, shaving cream, shaving gel, and lotion for those dry skin, baggy eyes, and turkey necks. But what is in your spiritual cabinets? What do you do to prepare your soul every single day? You know what? You don't need much. A leper came to Jesus, kneeling down and begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it, be made clean." All he wants us to do is to reach out to him. And he wants us to be made clean. He wants to cleanse us of our sins so that we can become a new creation. And he does so out of love. Leprosy was a real, highly contagious disease. Does everyone know St. Damien Molokai? Hawaii, right? Went to minister to the needs of the leper colony, and he himself contracted leprosy. He reached out to those in need. He himself, when he had to confess his sins, because he was highly contagious, had to shout his sins across the river to the other priests to confess his sins. He's a saint. Anyone ever been to Capitol, Washington, D.C., Statuary Hall? Every state can have two statues of heroes from their states. Hawaii, one of their statues is St. Damien Molokai. St. Junipero Serra from the state of California is still, his problem is in Statuary Hall. I wonder how long all that's going to last, though. So we have to reach out in love to others around us as well, just as Jesus does. The season of Lent approaches, a time of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, the time of penance, the time of self-denial. Do you wish to be made clean? Then just ask. Confess your sins, and you will be made clean.